Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. And welcome, welcome to Haitian Voodoo with Mambo Odette. Once again, I'm here, you know, in the studio. And, you know, the studio is now my living room here. But so you're going to hear my little dog and you're going to hear the neighbor cutting the grass. But that's okay because we'll, you know, we'll get a professional. I don't know how professional we're going to get it. You know, it's about the spirit. It's about the message, you know. This is just the means that this, you know, that I have to get it to you. And I appreciate that, you know. It is such a blessing. The internet's been such a blessing. But the title of this show is Straight Out the Diaspora, or Straight Out the Diaspora. And I'm going to include the word diaspora in this particular program only because, you know, I want people to know what I'm talking about. You know, when I say diaspora, that is a Haitian term. And if I strictly say diaspora, it's because I'm talking, you know, to Haitian people, for Haitian people, and I don't give a darn if you don't know what I'm talking about or not. But I want people to know what I'm speaking about. So, you know, like diaspora, like diaspora, like people outside of Africa or outside of, you know, the motherland. You know, I want to talk about this because there is such a disconnect, you know, between diaspora and Haitian people, you know, and people who are in Haiti. And you know, some, but that's not the main theme of this particular show. Some people, some spiritual workers, should I say worker, will, you know, be loud and just try to act like, you know, maybe, you know, the louder I am, you know. But I tell you now, the loudest one is not the best one, not the smartest one, not the strongest one. And the quiet one is not necessarily the weak one. And then they're not necessarily incorrect or anything like that. Some people just don't like trouble, you know, especially Haitian people. Haitian people don't like trouble. You know, I like to stay away from trouble. And then sometimes, you know, your spirit riles up in you and you're not afraid of trouble, you know. You go like that, you know, you get like that sometimes. But, you know, don't let people fool you when they act like they are straight out the motherland and they sit up and they write these blogs, you know, and they'll say, you know, I'm for everybody. I love everybody. We're all the same. Science proves that we all are African. That same science proves that, you know, King Tut had Negroid DNA and that he was, you know, African, not like North African people, but he was like Black African people, you know. And that same science proves, you know, that some people are you know, European, or that some people are Semites or have, you know, like Jewish DNA or you know, Islamic DNA, you know, they're Semites too. But the thing of it is that same science that you know, that you got to go back millions and millions and billions even of years to use, which, you know, if you got to go back billions of years, you know, there wasn't nobody around then. But if you got to go back billions of years, baby, it don't count because the science, you know, now even can pinpoint, you know, your lineage. I'd like to see science right now trace somebody's lineage all the way back billions of years. It's not going to be done. But they will trace your lineage back to Ireland. They will trace your lineage, which we have in my family. They will trace your lineage back to Haiti, which we have in my family. They will trace your lineage back to Africa, which I don't need no DNA to tell you we have in my family. People fool you because I think it was Dick Gregory who said that if everybody likes you, you're not real. You're not real. You know, so some people will sit up and say, oh, I'm for everybody, you know, I'm the spiritual person for everybody, every single person, I'm the spiritual person, I don't care, nothing, you know. If I'm a guy, something, if you cannot say, I don't like white supremacy, if you cannot say, I don't like the slave owner, you know, but this is the type of spiritual worker that will have a problem with the slave and not the slave owner. This is the type of spiritual worker who will write things like, you know, black people have evolved a long way or come a long way since slavery. No, I think white people have come a long way since slavery, because black people were not the ones whooping people until they mutilated their bodies, raping people, raping children, sodomizing little boys, working people for your own financial gain, working people to death, lynching people from trees, segregating people. This was not black people. So I would say white people have evolved and come a long way since slavery. You know? So you got to look at this particular type of spiritual worker who just, everybody is welcomed over here. I love you all. I would tell you, you're all welcomed if you come with honor and respect. Because if you don't come with that, you're not welcomed. And my spirit's got something for you when you come sideways. You're going to leave upside down spiritually. So, you know, this type of spiritual worker, you know, they try to act like the things that they write, that they're just being honest and they're just being observant and they're just looking out for you. Oh, this is the best one right there. They're just looking out for you. That's why they're going from Ifa to Haitian voodoo to every type of spirituality, writing some slick shit on people without putting their name in it, because they're looking out for you, the people. But that's what they want you to think. They're really spewing a poison, and they're really being negative, and they're being low-key aggressive. And what they're really doing is causing division. So don't let this type of people into your spirit, okay? Don't let this type of people into your spirit, you know, spiritual worker, I'm sorry. This type of spiritual worker, you know, will act like there's some authority and they're the police of spirituality because they're straight out the motherland, and they're really diaspora like the rest of us. They're really diaspora like the rest of us, you know? As a matter of fact, the spiritual worker who acknowledges that they're diaspora or that they're descended, you know, from slaves, they may have a stronger connection to the motherland than the one who has this facade like, you know, I just stepped off the plane. You know, they probably have a stronger connection to the motherland. So don't let people fool you. Don't let it. You know, if you can see with your spiritual eye. You know, we're only into this program 10 minutes, Lord, and I'm sweating. Let me calm down about this low-key slick shit here. Let's switch gears. I can drive stick shift too, you know. Let's switch gears here, because I know somebody's going to come at me, Mambo or Dad. They're going to come at me because, you know, in a low-key slick shit way, like they've done other priestesses, because my husband is younger than me. Yes, my husband is younger than me. You know, I like to connect to people spiritually, and I like to connect to people like the way I am. The way I am, I feel like I'm ready to create things. I'm ready to do things. I'm not ready to just sit down and be an old fuddy-duddy and sit on the internet all day and just mock people, you know. I love the energy that my husband gives me. It makes me feel young. It makes me feel vibrant. It's got me back to, you know, interacting on Facebook, interacting in Haiti. You know, I jump on the plane and go to Haiti. I had the lap band at the end of 2012. So, you know, my health, my body, I'm physically able to do that. I'm physically able to take the terrain or the harsh landscape in Haiti. People don't realize it. You know, if you just go in Haiti and you stay in Port-au-Prince, if you don't go up to Gonaïves or you don't go up to like Saint Marc or Pignon. I went to Pignon 2013. If you don't go up in the mountains and you don't go up in these terrains where sometimes the roads don't go, you know, so you are going to go so far, and if the house you need is you know, up in the hills, you're either going to walk or you're going to take a donkey. So your body has to be able to endure. Along with the spirit, you know, your spirit got to endure too, but, you know, your body got to endure too. Because, you know, I don't just sit on the internet. You know, anybody who's in my circle and you're on my real Facebook, you know, I guess it was like an elephant in the room because nobody, hundreds of people liked my wedding photo, you know, congratulate something, okay, whatever. So nobody said anything about my husband negative, which I appreciate. And I don't even consider the statement negative because it's true. You know, I was at the hairdresser, and my hairdresser, I love her to death. She works magic. Now, you would think she was a voodoo priestess the way she worked that magic on me. Let me tell you, I had to put a picture up on Facebook. She can work some magic there with them hands. But she said to me, she said, "Love, you done went and got you a young man." And I was like, "What?" I was shocked because ain't nobody say that. Hundreds of people, and you know, and ain't nobody even, you know, it's like an elephant in the room. Everybody see it, but ain't nobody going to say nothing. They ain't going to bring it straight to you. So she said, "Yeah, you done went and got you a young man." Oh, my God. But, you know, if you are a person who have, you know, you're not finished with your life. You still want to create. You still want to get out. You still want to do things. You still want to build. You still want to, you know, you don't want to partner up with someone who is finished, who's retired, who just want to sit at home, who don't want to, you know, get on a plane and go nowhere. They will tie your feet. They will tie a part of you spiritually after that, too. You will be in bondage. So you need to get somebody who's like you, you know. And a lot of ladies will come to me and, you know, "I got to hear about your man," which I don't mind. You know, they call me up and "I got to hear about their man," hear about the man problems, the husband, the boyfriend, or whoever. Sometimes, you know, I feel like telling them, "Love, if it's over," I tell you, "Honey, it's over, okay? Stick a fork in this situation. It's done. It's hurting you more than it's helping you." And I will tell them that. And, you know, sometimes I feel like telling them, "Honey, get you a plane ticket. Go to Haiti," because the men be talking to you. You know, I mean, your phone is never dry. Never dry in Haiti, okay? You got the pick of the litter. I guess that's not a good term, but, you know, I used to breed Yorkies. I haven't bred my female Yorkies in a couple years. You know, maybe I'm due for a litter. But the person who have the man dog, they get to pick the best dog. They get to pick from the litter which one they want, and that's their stud fee, you know. But that's not a good term to use. I don't know what term to use. But you get to pick what you like. You get to pick who you like. You know, there's no shortage, okay? Let me tell you a little bit about my husband, because he's going to be on tomorrow's show, God willing. You know, if there's no technical difficulty, something. he's going to be calling in from Haiti. He speaks English like the way I look at it. I understand him just like, you know, to me he speaks perfect English. You know, my godson said he can't understand my husband. And I'm like, "What are you talking about? He speaks perfect English." I'm like, you know, some American people you can't understand. They come straight to your face and they speak like they've never been to school, or they they never, you know, I don't know what it is. The school system just failed them. They need an interpreter or a translator or something. And these are like, you know, American people. You know, some people have such a southern twang that you can't understand them. You know, they need some speech therapy too, you know. But they're worried about the wrong accent in school. You know, they'll give Haitian people speech therapy quick to try to wipe out your accent. But, you know, there are other people in this country who could benefit from some speech therapy. So, you know, the thing of it is that I'm telling you a little bit about my husband. He speaks English to me very, very well. He's not a deportee. That does not want, because I know some negative person, he must be a deportee where he speaks English like this and reads and writes English, he's a deportee. No, he's not a deportee. His English, he's fluent in it, to read it, to write it, to speak it. It comes from the University of Gonaive, okay? It comes from education. That's where it comes from. When you see people in Haiti, they don't just speak Creole. They speak French. They speak English. They speak, well, you can speak Spanish and not have been in school. Because, you know, Haiti is very, very close by the DR. Some people live in the DR all their life, and they come back to Haiti. They speak Spanish just like Spanish people, you know. Haiti's by the DR. It's by Cuba. Venezuela is very active in Haiti. We got all those Brazilians. Most of those speak Portuguese, so. But Haiti is surrounded by Spanish-speaking countries. Very common for Haitian people to speak Spanish. But when you speak English, they look at you like you must have did something in the next country, and they deported you, you know. But that's not why he speaks English. He has never been off the island. He's not been in the U.S. It comes from education. He is a rapper. He's a rapper. I put a couple of his videos up on my real Facebook wall. If you are inside of Haiti and I told you his name, you wouldn't know who he is. You would. But like I said, the Jaspawa, you're kind of disconnected from Haiti. A lot of Haitian people in the Jaspawa, they don't even listen to Haitian music. You know, I grew up listening to reggae music and Haitian music and island music. My daughter listens to Red Hot Chili Peppers and heavy metal music. You know, I got to listen to that if she's driving me in. So, you know, there is, this is why they call you Blanche. This is why they call you Jaspawa, because there is a disconnect, you know. when you go down to Haiti, they see it. They can spot it a mile away, you know. But He, you may not know him in the you know, diaspora or the Jaspawa Haitian. You may not know him, but in Haiti, if I told you who he was, you would know that he was a rapper. He's also a school teacher, which is why I'm going to have him on the program tomorrow to speak about Dedi Bookman, to speak about Bookman from the historical point of view, like he would teach his students. To speak about, you know, how Bookman is served in Haiti, how he is acknowledged in Haiti, et cetera. They also acknowledge Bookman in Jamaica, too. A lot of Jamaicans acknowledge Dedi Bookman. So, you know, basically, I just wanted to give you a little background on my husband. Don't think I just went to Haiti and found some, what do they call them, boy toys or... I don't even know the word. Oh my goodness, my lingo is not that good. But don't think I just went there and found, you know, somebody because they look good. You know, you can't go by looks. You know, you can't go by looks, because if my spirit, my loa and his loa, if they don't like each other, we're not going to make it anyway. You know, so you can't go by looks. But I wanted to put that out there. And I wanted to give a little background about my husband. I do leave him out of things. I had him close his Facebook. He was in the group I have a little group on Facebook that talks about Haitian voodoo. And, you know, I checked his messages, and there were some ladies from the group who I didn't know were messaging him, you know, trying to act like they were talking. I want to ask you a question about this spirit or that spirit. You know, Facebook be messing up relationships, ladies. You better shut it down. Oh, my goodness, we had to shut it down. It didn't become a problem, but we just shut it down. If he wants to use Facebook, we share Facebook. You know, because you don't want to give a foothold. You don't even want a foothold sometimes of giving someone an avenue where they can message your husband, because they will. But that's another show, ladies. We're going to have to do a show on relationships. That's what we're going to have to do a show on. This show is about, you know, straight out the diaspora. And you know, it is about the spirituality. You know, it is about connecting to the habitaché, or back to the, you know, your peristyle, your lakou, your wherever you're from. Connecting back to your spirit, the land that you have where your spirits are. You know, for some people, that may be Africa. For some people, it may be the Caribbean. You know, but if you know, it doesn't make, even if someone did just step off the plane, it doesn't make them the police of spirituality. What is going on that everybody feels, not everybody, but some people feel that they have a right to police spirituality, you know? And I see lots of things within the Haitian voodoo community that are not correct, that, you know, are even poisonous to us. And I say, you know, I wish they'd take Haitian off of that, because that ain't even voodoo, let alone Haitian voodoo. You know, and I may let my people know, and I'll say something. But, you know, when you start reading people's a blog and or a website, and every single post is some low-key slick shit, that it makes your stomach hurt, and you know that you are absorbing negativity, and you know that you are absorbing something that you need to stay away from. So, you know, I just want you to be aware of, you know, authorities, people who try to act like they are the authority in a certain spirituality or overall spirituality, you know? So you know, when you see that, it is a red flag. And when you see people say, you know, oh, I just love every single person, I, you know, have a problem with nobody, you know, I will tell you quick, some people will contact me and they will say, you know, I had a dream and you're supposed to be my godmom, my mama Konzo. And I will say, let me do a reading. And you know, sometimes I see their godparent and it's a man. Or it's, you know, the person looks like this. They got long dreadlocks or whatever or something, you know. And I'll tell them, you know, that's not me. You know, I don't know, you know, where this dream came from, but I know that I'm not your godmother, you know. I don't act like everybody who comes to me that they are for me. Some people who come to me for a reading, they may come so sideways or so, you know, negative or whatever, without respect, that my spirit shuts it down, will shut you down quick. I'll tell you I'm not accepting clients. I will tell you, you know, you need to find another spiritual worker. I will tell you your price is $9,000 just so you leave me alone. So, you know, the thing I'm trying to tell you is that our spirit doesn't connect with everybody. We don't juke with everybody. My spirits don't. My loa do not. You know, some people will represent themselves as a Haitian bokor or a Haitian mambo or a Haitian priest or a Haitian priestess or a Haitian samba guy something. But let me tell you, you look at their profile, and they got that French flag on there. Don't you know that offends Arloa? Don't you know when Ogu Farai mounted, he tore the white out of the French flag to represent it removing the French from Haiti? It offends Arloa. I will not put that French flag on my profile picture. I even deleted a lot of people just because you had it on there. One lady, and she's a white lady, and it had nothing to do with her being a white lady. You know, she asked to join my group, and I clicked on her name, and, you know, she had a picture of a puppy, a German Shepherd, little German Shepherd. And, of course, that got brownie points with me because, you know, if you don't like animals, I don't trust you. You know, if you're one of those people who just can't sing in animals, I'm like, okay, there's, you know, something's not right with you, you know. So I saw the little, but then she had the French flag on one of his photos. Poor thing, he probably didn't even want the French flag on his photo. You know, if you don't have a problem with the French oppressing Africans, but you got a problem with the African, I got a problem with you. My Loa, I have a problem with you. And you're not representing that you're a any type of authority in Haitian voodoo over, you know, and the Loa mount you with that French flag. Okay? So also, it's just like African Americans. You know, you were not alive back during slavery, but that Confederate flag still offends you. It offends you for what they did to your ancestors. Offends you for how they lynched them from trees, how they shot and murdered them and raped them and mutilated them for no reason other than they were black. You know, different things. That's just like if you're serving Papa Legba, for example, and you're serving him in the Rada, and you give him black mushwa and you give him red, but really you give him black, and that's not for the Rada, you know. It's going to cause, you know, him to feel some kind of way because, you know, you're not serving him in that aspect, you know. So it does affect the Loa. You know, if you're up there representing that French flag, you know, and even a lot of things that went on in France, people over here don't understand the brutal, ugly history, the blood that France has on their hand. You know, especially towards, like, Muslims. Sure, a lot of Muslims go live in their country. You know why? Because they have a right to, because you done invaded their country, killed millions of them. You know, and you can look that up. You know, so they have a right to go live in your country because you did that. You know, but at the same time, you know, who's controlling the media? Who's controlling the newspaper, you know, to make these people go in there and shoot everybody up because of the disrespect, you know, that comes from the Europeans who, there's just such a lack of respect that I see in Haitian voodoo that comes, you know, that's coming from, like, Europeans, you know, who want to claim voodoo, but you want our voodoo, but you don't want our struggle. You don't want our struggle. You don't want our pain. You don't want our slavery. You don't want none of that. So you don't have a problem with putting the French flag on your ugly photo. But you want our voodoo, and you want our Loa to work for you. I don't have to worry. Call them down. Okay? Okay, because none of them none of them working for you. None of them. Go on with that. Go on somewhere. You know, you have to know your spirits first. You have to know yourself. And then, you know, when you see low-key slick shit, you see low-key negativity, you see somebody always speaking negative, 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 and they're not even putting information out there to help you serve the spirit or to help you draw closer to the spirit or help you to understand the ways of the spirit or how they operate so that you can serve better. They're just out there, you know, policing everybody. There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that, my love. You know, so even you know, this particular radio program here, the Blog Talk Radio, you know, you want to align yourself with people who inspire you to do something. You know, there's one lady, she's a priestess. She's initiated into different spiritual, like Mami Wata and different spiritual, you know, the Ifa, everything, something. You know, she's been to Africa many times, something. So, you know, when you're around people like this and they inspire you to do something positive, this is the type of people you want to be around. This is the type of people you want to read their stuff when it motivates you to do something, not when it just sits back, you know, and acts like you're the authority. You know, you want to align, you want to marry people who motivate you to get up and get out the house and, you know, hop on a plane and start a business. And, you know, when I'm in Haiti, I don't sit down. I don't sit down. I mean, we go to the beach. We go to the mountains. We do something every day, you know. And I, you know, I rest when I get home. I'm in the airport like, you know, because you want to be around somebody who gives you that energy, who gives you that youth, who gives you that feeling to grow and to create. You know, you want to be around people where you draw that type of energy. You know, we need to stop liking this messy stuff, you know. People love mess. People love it. They love mess, okay? They love mess. You know, so we're gonna rise above it. We're gonna rise above it. That, you know, some things, you know, need to be addressed. Sometimes you need to take the bull by the horn. Then get on back to your spirituality. You know, don't sit up, you know, feeling that you have to write, you know, a blog about somebody's marriage, which is none of your damn business, about, you know, what somebody else is doing. At least they're doing something positive, helping people. Sitting up blogging a whole bunch of negativity is not helping anybody. You know, it's not helping anybody. Pray for somebody. Help somebody. You know? Do something for somebody. Gosh, don't make sense. Don't make sense. Mercy. Mercy, mercy me. But, you know, this is Mumble Jet. And this has been straight out the Jasper Wah. I'm very proud to be Jasper Wah. I really, really am, you know. I'm very, very proud to be Jasper Wah. I'm not gonna hold anybody here today, but I just want you to be aware of you know, the spiritual police. The spiritual police, you know, they're out there. They're out there. And they will sidetrack your spirituality, and they won't feed you spiritually. You'll be starving. You'll be wanting to be fed spiritually, and you think that by going and reading their websites and their blogs that you're being fed spiritually, and you're really being fed negativity. You're really being fed poison. You're really being fed, you know, something that isn't even your fight, that isn't even your agenda. You know, you're just trying to learn spiritually, and you're getting, you know, caught up in all this other stuff. Talk about petty. You know, that was my word on the first talk blog I did, was petty. Now everybody done stole my damn word. I tell you, and commission. You know, when I say I'm going to commission an artist to do something for me, now everybody's commissioning people. I'll be daggone it, you know. But go ahead, go with it. I just wish y'all would give me some vocabulary, you know. Give me some vocabulary. Help me out over here. Shoot, I'm a child of speech therapy. I need some vocabulary. Lord. Oh, my goodness, because we don't even want to get on so-called, you know, people who act like they're straight out of Africa, and they're really diaspora, and they're really diaspora like the rest of us, and they act like they're an authority, but yet they use the Bible to try to prove African spirituality. What an oxymoron. Yeah, I gave y'all a new word. What an oxymoron. We had God before the Bible. We had God before white people. We had God before the original, okay? Know who you are. Know who you are. The thing they have that they call religion, it's African spirituality that they took and put a white face on it. Know who you are, okay? That's all I got to say. When you know who you are, this negativity, the spiritual police, all this stuff, it doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother you. But you still need to not drink that poison. You still need to align yourself with people who inspire you to spread spirituality, inspire you to create something, inspire you to go back to your country, whether it's Africa, whether it's Haiti, whether it's wherever, Jamaica, wherever, and do something. You know, you need to be around people who motivate you spiritually, who feed you spiritually. And I mean feed you, food. You know, this negativity that people are out here trying to feed people, it will leave you starving. It will poison you to death. It will poison you to death. Don't get involved. Don't get involved. Stay away from trouble. I'm Mambo Odette. Peace and love, and I love you guys.